The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 22, Text Number 42, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on April 6th, 2008, in Harinamdesh, Germany.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto Number 3, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation. Text number 42.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Indraparanam tesham.
Indraparanam tesham.
Pumsam udhama chetasam.
Pumsam udhama chetasam.
Yarashritta sthirta padash.
Yarashritta sthirta padash.
Charano vyasanatyaya. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. What is difficult to achieve for determined men who have taken refuge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet? His feet are the source of sacred rivers like the Ganges, which put an end to the dangers of mundane life. Purport. The words Yair Ashrita Stirita Padash Charanaha are significant here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Tirita Pada. The Ganges is called a sacred river because it emanates from the toe of Vishnu. The Ganges is meant to eradicate all the material distresses of the conditioned souls. For any living entity, therefore, who has taken shelter of the holy lotus feet of the Lord, nothing is impossible. Kardama Muni is special not because he was a great mystic, but because he was a great devotee. Therefore, it is said here that for a great devotee like Kardama Muni, nothing is impossible. Although yogis can perform wonderful feats, as Kardama has already displayed, Kardama was more than a yogi, because he was a great devotee of the Lord. Therefore, he was more glorious than an ordinary yogi. As it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, out of the many yogis, he who is a devotee of the Lord is first class. For a person like Kardama Muni, there is no question of being conditioned. He was already a liberated soul and better than the demigods who are also conditioned. Although he was enjoying with his wife and many other women, he was above material conditional life. Therefore, the word vyasanatyaya is used to indicate that he was beyond the position of a conditioned soul. He was transcendental to all material limitations.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, it is very significant to note in this wonderful, wonderful purport that for any living entity who has taken shelter of the holy lotus feet of the Lord, nothing is impossible. So what does that mean? Nothing is impossible. Does that mean that many things are possible? Or does that mean that anything and everything is possible? That we have to take it as it is. We may think, well, I'm sure that's true to a certain extent, but it couldn't be absolutely, totally true. One may think that way, you see. Nothing is impossible. But no, nothing is impossible means nothing is impossible. So, in terms of spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, therefore we should understand that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Prabhupada gave us such a vision that in 18 days we could make the whole world Krishna consciousness. So is that impossible? It seems like it, doesn't it? It seems impossible. But that is simply our conditioned consciousness, that's all. One of the most amazing statements that Prabhupada makes in his purports is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that if a devotee of the Lord will chant the holy names without offense, then by his influence, Prabhupada says, he becomes Jagad Guru. And by his influence, the whole world will take up Krishna consciousness. So, did Prabhupada want that we should become pure chanters of the name or not? Prabhupada wants each and every one of us to become so powerful that just by our pure chanting, the whole world can become Krishna conscious. That's actually what that's the point that he's making. So how big should we be thinking in terms of, you know, becoming small, becoming humble, becoming completely, totally purified of all the dirt? You see? Many devotees think, well, it's not really possible to become a completely pure devotee. You know, I got all these bad qualities and, you know, I got all these bad habits and it's really not possible to become a completely pure devotee. You see? But again, nothing is impossible. Actually, Prabhupada ordered me in one letter. He said, now you become qualified to see Krishna face to face. It may seem impossible. Me, I'm so contaminated, and you know, I'm so lusty, so angry, so greedy, so full of madness, illusion, and envy. How is it possible that somebody so contaminated as me could do that? But yet it's the order of the spiritual master. So the real point is here, we have to try for the impossible, the so-called impossible. Because by the grace of Krishna, the impossible becomes possible. Actually, another place, Prabhupada explains in his Bhagavatam, he says, he defines what is the mentality of a Krishna conscious being. Before I explain his quote, I would ask this question. What is the name of our society? the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So what does that mean about the members? It means the members of the society are supposed to be Krishna conscious beings, right? Otherwise, what's the meaning of the society's name? The members of the society are supposed to become Krishna conscious beings. So anyway, now Prabhupada defines in his purport, what is the mentality of a Krishna conscious being? He says, a Krishna conscious being is always thinking how to deliver all of suffering humanity back to home, back to Godhead. That's what it means to be a Krishna conscious being. He's thinking, how can I think, speak, and act in such a way in all times, places, and circumstances to do the highest benefit for all living entities throughout the entire universe? You see? That's what it means to be Krishna conscious, actually. And then Prabhupada further goes on explaining further. He says, a Krishna conscious being is always thinking how to deliver all of suffering humanity. And even if he is not, even if he doesn't do it, even if he's not successful in doing that, his perfection is guaranteed. And anyone who follows him, they will also become perfect. So this is a wonderful standard that Prabhupada is establishing on being what it means to be a Krishna conscious being. It means you can't be selfish. It means all selfishness has to be completely removed. One has to be willing to do anything and everything for the benefit of all the welfare of all the living entities throughout the universe. In other words, one has to really strive for pure bhakti. We shouldn't have the mentality of the Christians that, well, you know, I accepted Jesus, so now I'm saved. I can do whatever I want because I accepted Jesus. No. We should be thinking that I have to free myself from all of these bad qualities. Every day we have to be seeing, what can I do to get rid of the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, the envy, these six enemies that are sitting in the heart. What can I do today to conquer over these enemies? More and more and more to completely banish them, send them into exile. You see. How can I totally get rid of these enemies who have taken, who set up camp within my heart? You see. So we really have to realize that it is possible to become a completely pure devotee. It is possible. It is possible. And it is possible to make the whole world Krishna conscious. And it's actually predicted by Krishna Das Kaviraj that it's going to happen. Sach jana durjana pangu jadda andaghana premavanyaya dubaila jagatara jana. This Krishna conscious movement, it is big tsunami. And premavanyaya, tsunami of prema, you see. And it will sweep the entire world, you see. And everyone will become drowned in this tsunami of prema, prema vanyaya. It doesn't matter if they're pious, sadjana. If they're impious, durjana. If they're lame, invalid, or blind, you see. Everyone will become drowned. So, it's going to happen. You may say it's impossible it could happen, but who is Krishna Das Kaviraj? He's an ordinary conditioned soul who's just writing some flowery words. Actually, he's one of the eternal associates of the Lord from the spiritual world. And his words must come true. He is Trikalagya. So it's going to happen. This entire world will become Krishna conscious. Of course, someone will say, well, it's not possible to happen in our lifetime, right? Because we're so contaminated, we're fighting amongst ourselves. You know, the Kali Yuga is so heavy and nobody wants to become Krishna conscious. Even our own members have a hard time following the principles. Certainly it's not possible that the whole world could be inundated in a tidal wave of prema bhakti during our lifetimes, right? could never happen in our lifetime, right? Might as well forget about it. Just be a good Hindu organization, you know. Well, Prabhupada's words are resounding. Nothing is impossible. So, even if we think it is impossible, we should try for the impossible. That's the point. We should try, even if we think it is impossible that we can make the whole world Krishna conscious in our lifetime, still we must try for the impossible. Because if nothing else, that will guarantee our going back to Godhead. If nothing else. And who knows? It could even happen. It could even happen. If you study history, you see, some of the most amazing paradigm shifts happen. It didn't, just one little thing happened and this huge paradigm shift happened, you see. Huge, just like look at the Russian Revolution, for example. They just murdered the Tsar. Of course, that's not our program. But the point is, from one simple little act, a huge revolution took place. So we never know what's going to happen. You see, history does that from time to time. One little incident and then boom, the whole history goes through a tremendous transformation. So such a thing could happen during our lifetimes. So one little event could trigger a domino effect. One thing makes another thing happen, which is just a whole thing could happen. So the point is, we have to be pure. We have to be qualified to take the leadership role on this planet that Prabhupada wanted us to do. That if the opportunity is there, I was just informed recently that there was an opportunity in the Ukraine. The government came to our devotees and asked them, please tell us how we should govern. And the devotees said, we don't know. You see? We don't know. We're just a spiritual movement. But Prabhupada wanted us to be qualified, you see, to give guidance to the entire society. He told us in Bombay that in the present moment, the entire world is being managed by rogues and demons. He said, now you make your life successful and you take the management. In the Vedic culture, who is the actual guiding persons of the society? You may say, well, it's the king. But actually, the king is being guided by the Brahman. You see? The Brahman is telling the king, this is how you should manage the kingdom. You see? The Brahman is not interested in the glory of in the power of being the king. But he's very keen to give all proper guidance to the king exactly how he should govern the kingdom. So this means we really have to be pure. We should become so pure and so qualified that if the leaders, the Chancellor of Germany, the President of the United States, you know, all the leaders of the world came, they said, okay, we understand that Prabhupada is the one who knows how the world should be run, and you all are his representatives who understand his teachings better than us. So you kindly tell us, what does Prabhupada want us to do? How does he want us to run this country? How does he want us to run the universities? How does he want us to run our military? You see, are we prepared to give that level of guidance to the world leaders, you see? So how pure we have to be in our own side and that we don't get carried away with such powerful prestige position. And how well we have to understand Prabhupada's teachings. You see, we have to be qualified. I'm convinced, on the basis of Prabhupada's teachings, that if we are actually qualified, if we qualify ourselves in terms of purity and understanding, we are qualified to lead the world, then the world will actually come to us and take our guidance. The world leaders will come to us. We just have to be qualified, that's all. We simply have to become qualified to play that role. as qualified Brahmins who can guide the whole society. It's actually our fault of the world, isn't it? Because we're holding on to our anartas. We have to rise to this occasion. The world is going into an ever-increasingly chaotic situation. It's like the whole thread now from radical Islam, you see. They want to take over the world. They're determined to take over the world. And they'll use any means. Dirty, doesn't matter how dirty it is. They'll use any means for their end. So what happens if these extremists get a hold of nuclear weapons and they can threaten to blow up New York City and actually pull it off, you see? What will happen then? What will the governments be able to do once Al-Qaeda gets nuclear technology? You see, we're facing a very grave situation on this planet. But it's actually a golden opportunity for us to actually become qualified to lead the world society. It's a great opportunity for us. So we have to rise to the occasion. We have to realize that nothing is impossible, and we have to be prepared for whatever way we can do our level best to bring about a transformation of the world society. The current day leaders are just, it's a joke. It's really a joke. They're so unqualified. It's just hype, that's all it is. Now there's a big campaign going in the US, you know, the next president's election. In the Democratic Party, they got two candidates, a black man and a woman. So they think, well, vote for me because I'm black, that's my qualification. Or vote for me because I'm a woman, that's my qualification. That's the big qualification. I'm black, therefore you should vote for me. There's no question of actual qualification. It's just bodily, the skin disease, you see. Vote on the basis of skin disease. So, such leaders actually, they are not meant to lead. And my thought for the day, my internet, my e-zine that goes out to thousands of readers around the world, I have made a call to the leaders of the world. I have told them this. I said, either get trained up or step down. Bhagavad Gita philosophy, you see. Evam parampara praptam mimamra jarsheyo vidu. We know that verse. That this is how the saintly kings were trained up, you see. The actual leaders were trained in Bhagavad Gita philosophy. That is the qualification for being a leader. To understand the Bhagavad Gita, to follow the Bhagavad Gita, and to use the Bhagavad Gita as the guiding principle of how the society should be governed. So I have called in my internet broadcast to the leaders that you either get trained up in this Bhagavad Gita philosophy or step down from your position, you see. The only persons who actually should be leaders in this world, leaders on this planet, are those persons who are followers of the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, it's a fact. If you're not willing to accept the principles of the Bhagavad Gita, then step down. You're not qualified to lead. Let somebody else who's actually trained up following the Bhagavad Gita, let them take the leadership position. That's what we need in the planet today. We need leaders who are following the Bhagavad Gita principles. They are the qualified persons who can lead the world out of chaos. Not these dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. You see. Shva vidvara ustra karai sangstitak parishak pushu najatta karma pato peto jatu nama gadagrajaha. Those men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, They praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from all evils. So those persons who are not inclined to hear about Krishna, you see, they are leading the world at the present moment. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. That is the position. So it's time now to get rid of the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, or to make them into human beings by teaching them the principles of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. You may say it's impossible, but Prabhupada says nothing is impossible. Any questions? Yes.
In Vedic society, actually, the brahmanas are not really the leaders, they are more the advisors to them.
They are the leaders of the leaders, you understand?
The leaders, of leaders, yeah.
The political leaders are the disciples of the brahman. The spiritual master is the leader of his disciple. So actually they are leaders. But they are the leaders of the leaders. They don't do all the administrative headache. But they lead the leaders by spiritual guidance.
What interests me is in this connection is it necessary to change the or to have the political system change, because it was always based on a monarchical system.
Well, Prabhupada told us actually it's not necessary to change the system. If you make a democracy Krishna conscious, then that's perfect. If you make socialism, you can take any ism and put Krishna there, then it becomes perfect. You can have communism, socialism, monarchy, dictatorship. We don't need to go in and change the governmental structures. We just need to make Krishna the center. And then every situation will work. Actually, in some parts of the world, I mean, we see that there's different mentalities in different parts of the world. And certain types of government work better with certain types of mentalities, and other types of government work better with other types of mentalities. That's a fact. But if you put Krishna in the center, then it doesn't matter whether you have democracy, dictatorship, communism, socialism, whatever you have. If Krishna is the center, then it'll become perfect. We don't need to change the governmental structure. We just need to add Krishna. That's all.
But looking at the democratic system, for example, they have, a new leader every 4 years or every 8 years. That means you would have to have a new disciple. A new disciple. You say that they should be the disciples of the Brahman.
Well, if we have an ample supply of Krishna conscious men who can take the position of president, there is no harm in changing the position. Even our GVC, the chairman position is changed regularly. You see, no harm. So the president system could continue in the U.S. that every 4 years there's a new, and possibly 8 if they get reelected. That system could continue. We wouldn't have to change that. Simply, we should have a nice kirtans in the White House, you see. Prasad distribution, have nice deity worship going on in the White House, you see. It'd be quite a different scene, you see. Have Hare Krishna kirtan emanating from the White House, you see. Yes?
That sounds, I'm challenging it a bit, but sounds very...
Utopian,
especially from the other point, one might say, "Well, you were talking about advising the leaders, and then everything will be changed because you know Bhagavad Gita." But look at your own society. In your own society, where people know Bhagavad Gita, there is so much difficulties on and strife and problems and struggle.
Like the Keystone Cops or something,
So, if you can't even get your own show together, what are you talking about getting our show together?
That's right. That's right. So that's my call. That is my call to ISKCON. No. Okay, ISKCON. Okay, as ISKCONites, you see, we ISKCONites really have to realize it's time to grow up. It really is, you know. We have to stop all the shenanigans that we're guilty of in our movement. Otherwise, we're just, you know, we can't do our duty. It's time for us ISKCONites to grow up and become mature. You know, I mean, after all, many of us are hitting our 60s now. By the time you're 60, you should get, at least by 60, you should be a little mature, isn't it? So it's time for us ISKCONites to grow up, you see. Give up our childish ways. And we really have to. Otherwise, how can we do our duty? It's a good point. So how will we get ISKCON together? Well, that's a simple thing. You get yourself together. It's really a simple thing. Many people want to make a big thing about, you know, pushing this thing for ISKCON, this agenda for ISKCON, that agenda for ISKCON. There's so much politics. This agenda, that agenda. But what about your own heart, Prabhu? You see? If you make your own heart your first agenda, your number one agenda is to get that lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy. You make that your number one agenda, then everything else will happen automatically. You see? So really, it boils down again to what Prabhupada says in his CC purport. That if you simply purify your own heart, then you can, the whole world will become Krishna conscious by your pure chanting. You can make the whole world Krishna conscious. So, if we ISKCON members can really get it together within our own hearts, become pure chanters, then ISKCON will, all the ISKCON difficulties will become history. All these problems and struggles and conflicts, they'll go away. ISKCON will become the strong, vibrant, potent organization which can actually give the necessary guidance to the world leaders. So it all begins with each and every one of us. We have to cleanse our hearts perfectly, completely cleanse our heart of all the dirt. And then from there, everything will follow automatically. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, now, like, probably I also have a challenging question.
All right.
We say that we have to become pure. That is very true, that we have to become pure. But then in our history we see Lord Chaitanya, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, perhaps Srila Prabhupada. Weren't they pure chanters?
They what?
Weren't they pure chanters?
Pure standards?
Chanters.
Pure chanters, yes. Okay.
Pure chanters, but the whole world never became Krishna conscious. No, they all took up chanters.
Yes, yes. This question was put forward to Srila Prabhupada in his quarters in Los Angeles by His Holiness Vishnu Janmanav. And Prabhupada said that that is the kindness of these great acharyas, that they have left something unfinished so that you have some. Sir.
That is wonderful. But then, but then how can we think that we'll become pure and we will.
We may not. We may fail to do it. We may fail to do that. But that doesn't mean it was impossible to do it. It just means that we failed to do that which could have been done, but we failed to do it. That's all. We were a failure.
But so one side, Prabhupada is saying that the acharyas leave the work for others, and then there's those who have abandoned the work.
Ah, so one may say, well, I was... ISKCON devotees were, many of the ISKCON devotees were completely pure and they mercifully left the work for the next generation of ISKCON devotees. Well, that's an interesting argument, but you know what, I would like to see it happen during my lifetime. I really am. You know. I really want to see, before I leave this body, that the whole world will take up Prabhupada's teachings. That's my desire. I know I may have to live for I don't know how long, It states in the Isha Upanishad, one can aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continuously goes on doing work in that sort of way. But I really, of course, I can die at any minute, Lord knows. I'm always, when I get in the car on the highway, I know I can die at any second. That's why I ask you to slow down on the wet highway. Thought I might get killed on the way to the highest time. But, I would like to see it happen during my lifetime. That's my prayer to Krishna. It's up to him if he grants it or not. I wanted, my dear Lord, please bless me that I can see the whole world become Krishna conscious before I leave my body. But, you know, he can grant me or not grant me that request. But that's my prayer to Krishna. Because I really want to see it happen when I'm here. I mean, it'd be a wonderful Sankirtan report to give to Prabhupada. Prabhupada ISKCON did it! We fulfilled your instructions totally, Prabhupada. The whole world took up your mission. That'd be a wonderful Sankirtan report to give to Prabhupada. We go back to Godhead, you see. So anyway, that's... Some people may say that I'm a foolish dreamer, but what can I do? I'm a diehard idealist from the 60s. What can I do? We thought we were going to save the world, and the Prabhupada taught us how to do it, actually. So now let's do it. Yeah.
Acharya, isn't this just part of the Chitya Beda Tattva that we have the incomprehensible unity of difference and unity? So we have the unity of the goal, but we still have the difference of our own personality, our own situation to attain the unity, attain the goal. So
what's the question?
The difference was, well, I was just thinking, doesn't that agree with the Chitya Beda Beda Tattva that we're not at the goal yet, but we still have the goal as our unity. Do you understand what I mean? That we can't reach unity of the whole world, but at the same time we have to strive for it, or it has to be a part of our belief that it's already there. It's already there. It's just like Srila Prabhupada said.
The pure bhakti is already there in everyone's heart, actually. Everyone is already a pure devotee. Throughout the whole universe, every single jiva is a pure devotee of Krishna. All they have to do is be reconnected with their real natures. And all they need is a contact of pure souls, you see, and the pure name and the pure souls. So we have to become those pure souls who can manifest the pure name from our lips. And then, by that contact, all of these millions and billions of jivas will become awakened in their original pure natures. And the whole world will become transformed. So now we're going over time, but it's...
Is it all right for me to ask you?
Yes, yes. I can go on talking all day, you know. I have no problem with the schedule. Your schedule, I have to surrender to your schedule. Go ahead.
No, it's okay, because nothing is pressing us. So.
All right.
Just our job.
You're the manager here. I'm under your direction. So you just tell me what to do.
So I have two things. First of all, I completely agree with your point of view and your enthusiasm and your conviction and everything, because I think I belong also to this category of persons who believe that this is possible, and unless I try to make it happen every second of my day, at least I tried. As you said, if nothing else at the end is left, at least I can say I tried. Even if I was not successful,
right.
Not even for myself.
Right.
Right? But at least I can stand in front of Prabhupada and say, I'm sorry, the result, it's not really in my power, but I tried.
Right, that's right.
But at the same time, the fact is that it takes two parts for this to happen. Us, to be willing to try, and the others to be willing to accept. And just
accept
to make a little observation, for example.
Accept what?
To accept
Krishna consciousness.
The Krishna consciousness. Also in the daily happenings, to accept the instructions of someone who may not be completely pure yet, maybe, but somewhere already way ahead of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is already extremely difficult.
Yeah.
Almost impossible, like, as a matter of fact, as we realize.
Yeah, we have a hard time because of our stubborn, our proud natures. We have a hard time taking instructions from others. That's
yes,
a fact.
Yes. So, just a small example, I was observing yesterday in your fire sacrifice, you know. You asked your two devotees to please put the banana this way. I mean, such a simple thing.
Uh-huh.
Please, and you repeated it 3, 4, 5 times.
I showed an example with a carrot.
And you showed it, and then you took the carrot and you put it there. What did they do? So you were sitting like this. Just put the banana like this. Huh? You repeated it 5 times at least. What happened? They put the banana like this. And this is what you're dealing with on a daily basis. It's just unbelievable. And this is what we're dealing with.
This is why I like to compare ISKCON to the Keystone Cops. You know?
Just think what Prabhupada had to deal with.
Yes. It's just amazing. But at the same time, as you said, if just enough devotees try and try and try against all odds, right? It is a fact that Krishna consciousness is being spread, whether it's being accepted or not. It's being spread. It's being spread. And as you said, when the time is the right time, things will turn.
Yeah, the seeds are there.
A drop of lemon
especially
in the milk.
Especially that the books are going out.
So. Yes. So then when seeds will turn, like I said, just like a drop of lemon that goes in the milk, all of a sudden, with 1 second, the whole milk is turning.
That's right.
So this way, if we keep just doing it, and just doing it against all odds, when the time is right, things will turn.
That's right.
And the whole Krishna consciousness will come out.
That's right. That's right. I appreciate your vision very much. It is a fact. There will come a moment in history when there will be a tremendous renaissance of Krishna consciousness. It will happen on this planet. So we don't know when that's going to happen, but we just have to serve that renaissance. Even if we don't see it in our lifetimes, we have to do everything we can to make the proper situation where that can happen. Even if it doesn't happen now. But, as stated here, nothing is impossible. It can happen in our lifetimes. So, that's up to Krishna. But we just have to make the endeavor to become complete. I put it this way: revolutionize your heart, revolutionize the world. It's very important. You keep first things first. Revolutionize your heart. If someone wants to revolutionize the world without revolutionizing their heart, they're just part of the same old problem that's going on. But if you're willing to revolutionize your own heart, then to the extent that you are actually revolutionizing your heart to that extent, whatever extent it may be, 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, to that extent, Krishna will empower you to revolutionize the world. So it's really up to each and every one of us, how much are we truly willing to revolutionize our own heart? How much? 1%, 2%, 5%, 99%? To that extent, Krishna will empower us with Krishna Shakti, making a revolution on this planet. So, anything else? All right, we'll stop here.
Between you and me, we will maybe see it.
Huh?
I said between you and me, maybe we will see it. Between her and you, she says maybe we will see the revolution.
Oh, that'd be so wonderful. Can you imagine, you know? I mean, the descriptions that Prabhupada has given you, how every, you know, how during the lunch hour, you know, they have kirtan and prasad for everybody in the downtown, you know, a big Hare Krishna festival for lunch hour every day in the middle of the work. Oh, I mean, it's just so many things that Prabhupada has mentioned here and there. Just, to see it all happen, oh, that'd be the most wonderful thing. I met the other day with the headmaster of Radhadesh. I said, yeah, the day will come when the universities, like, you know, Oxford, Yale, Harvard, etc., they will have to get accredited by ISKCON to be accepted as bona fide educational institution. The day will come when ISKCON is the accrediting agency for university. Yeah.
Just a matter of information. In May, the middle of May, I've got two invitations. One, to speak on the Day of Catholic Day, International Catholic Day, here in Germany. I'm sending my husband there because I have to attend to the second invitation. And this is 150,000 persons. And he's supposed to speak on behalf.
Speaking to 150,000 people?
Yeah, they all hear, they all get it. It gets printed and everything. It's, we are just now prepared. They pay our trip for overnight, everything. So this is that.
That's
then
wonderful.
The other invitation that I'm going to attend, and I just received the registration yesterday, and I was supposed to attend because they were considering of selecting me for representing Hindu women in Europe. And yesterday I received the registration, and I found out that they already elected me without even me knowing it.
So you're the Hindu woman of Europe.
Yes.
That's great. This is really great.
And
we just had to get, you know.
These things are getting one step closer.
That's very good. That's right. This is very, very good. Devotees should be in every position of leadership. Every position of leadership, there would be some devotees in there. Every single position. Culturally, sociological, educational, governmental, military, every field, devotees should be the leaders. Great. All right. Gantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.